Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to the Verizon and Yankees postgame show. Yankees blank tonight by Cleveland here at the stadium. A 5-hit shutout. And our Yankees rewind. Clark Schmidt started with this in the first inning. Schmidt, he jumped ahead of Stephen Kwan, the leadoff man, 1-2. Then 3 straight out of the zone. Schmidt lost him and walked him. And Kwan, the leadoff man, he may have been patient, but the second batter of the game, Angel Martinez, he wasn't patient for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Pitch from Schmidt, swing on a drive deep to right. Judge turns, looks, it's gone. Angel Martinez, a two-run shot right out of the box. It's 2-0 Cleveland.
Two batters and 2-0 Cleveland. Our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, that Martinez blast. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. And Schmidt promptly, after that blast, he got ahead of Jose Ramirez, 1-2, so put himself in a good spot. But then he left a cutter way up in the zone. Ramirez hammered a double to right field. And then Ramirez went to third on a Carlos Santana fly ball to right. Judge, a nice running catch towards the line. So runner at third, one out, and Kyle Manzardo floated one to left. Not deep enough to plate the Guardians' third run of the inning. So another chance for Schmidt. Two out, Ramirez off third, but Daniel Schneeman, he picked up Manzardo.
2-1, and a pitch. Breaking ball hammered right field, base hit, down into the corner. Ramirez scores, 3-0. Judge retrieves. And Schneeman in with a pop-up slide at second with a two-out RBI double. 3-0 Guardians.
A hard hit. The theme missiles in that first inning off Schmidt for Cleveland. 103 off Schneeman's bat. The Ramirez double was 105. The Martinez homer was 103. And a bomb out to right field. So Schmidt had to settle, and he did. Bottom of the first inning, though, Luis Ortiz, who really labored against the Yankees his first time against them back in Cleveland in April. Ortiz, so tonight, I mean, sinker-slider combo, his elite stuff, there was no messing around here at the stadium. Started with an 8-pitch battle with Trent Grisham, got him on that nasty slider. Rice line to left, and Judge took a fastball the opposite way, inside out for a base hit. But with two out, Ortiz, a 97-mile-an-hour sinker, it induced a ground at a second from Bellinger, ended the first inning. Schmidt started to bounce back. Second inning, he struck out the side. He worked around a two-out single from Stephen Kwan. And the last of the three strikeouts in the second inning, Angel Martinez, who peed off him in that first inning. So a total reversal in the second inning for Schmidt and some good momentum building. 3-0 Cleveland, go bottom two. Paul Goldschmidt, a leadoff walk against Ortiz, but Ortiz bounced back and struck out Jazz immediately on the slider. Then another slider got Anthony Volpe to roll into a 5-4-3 double play. Into the third inning, Schmidt looking to build on the strong second, heart of the order, and Schmidt a 1-2-3 on 15 pitches, and it started with a wonderful display defensively.
2-2 pitch, hit fair, tackled by Goldschmidt, flips to Schmidt, and some good sportsmanship right there by Ramirez as he runs up the back of Schmidt, but he grabs on and everybody's okay, so that's a big out to get.
Yeah, the deflection, misdirection, Goldschmidt recovers, blocks it, and then smoothly flips over to Schmidt. Goldschmidt has been excellent. That puts it mildly at first base this year defensively. Defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. And that was, of course, Goldschmidt's reputation coming in, but playing like the Hall of Famer that he is. And after covering the bag nicely on that Goldschmidt play, winning that 8-pitch battle with Ramirez, Schmidt working the knuckle curve more, that really good pitch that sometimes it takes him a bit longer to work in during his outings. Well, the knuckle curve, more on display after the first inning tonight. He whiffed Carlos Santana on it in the third for his fifth strikeout, and Schmidt got a fly ball to center from Kyle Manzardo, wrapped up the 1-2-3. Bottom three, Yankees two out, bases empty. Right after Ortiz's third strikeout, a slider freezing DJ LeMahieu, Yankees mounted a bit of a threat. That was rare tonight. Grisham, another full count. This time he walked. Ben Rice bulleted a single to right. So Aaron Judge was a tying run at the plate, trailing 3-0. But Ortiz snuck a slider in there. Four strikeouts through three for Ortiz. All on that slider. Two of them looking in that third inning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Alone. Top of the fourth, Schmidt's most economical. A 12-pitch inning that featured a 6-strikeout powering a cutter by Gabriel Arias. And Schmidt worked around a 2-out single from Bo Naylor. So ho-hum for Schmidt after that first inning. 3-0 Guardians, bottom four. And Ortiz, after getting out of trouble in that third inning, really started cruising. A 1-2-3 fourth. He locked up Goldschmidt on that filthy slider and just blew 97. Not messing around. Blew it by Jazz for a 6-strikeout. And Schmidt followed with his best inning, top of the order in the fifth, starting third time through. He got ground balls from Quanah Martinez and struck out Ramirez on the cutter for his 7th punchout. So Schmidt settling in really nicely, retiring 13 of 15 through that fifth inning. But it didn't matter tonight, the way Ortiz is pitching. Bottom five, Guardians still up 3-0. Ortiz disposed to the bottom of the Yankee order. He buried Wells on the sinker, strikeout number 7. And Ortiz made it 7 in a row with 4 strikeouts along the way with that fifth inning. Sixth inning, Carlos Santana greeted Schmidt with a base hit to right, extended his own hitting streak to 13 games. And Schmidt induced a Manzardo grounder. Goldschmidt turned around and turned it into a fielder's choice, made it 1-on and 1-out for Daniel Schneeman. Slow roller to third, though. Infield single, beat it out. So first and second, 1-out. Schmidt wiped out Arias on the sweeper. 8 strikeout for Schmidt. That ended his night. 5 2/3. Nice bounce back after a really rough first inning for Schmidt tonight. And the lefty, Brent Hedrick, quickly put out any smoke. Didn't let it become fire in that 6. Left on left, he popped up Bo Naylor. Grisham put it away in center. Yankees looking up, though. 3-0. Bottom of the 6th inning. Looking for life. Important inning in this game, the 6th inning. Inning of replays, if you will. Trent Grisham, a leadoff walk. Second walk of the night. Ben Rice grounded one to the left side of second base. And the third baseman, Ramirez, is positioned perfectly near short. Had to field to his left, sprint to the bag, throw on a run, a double play dug out by Manzardo at first, but Rice was initially called safe. This was overturned on review. Beautiful play started by Ramirez. 2 out, nobody on. Wiped the bases clean. And that made Judge's second base hit of the night right back up the middle against Ortiz. Made it not matter that much. And that was the end of a dominant outing for Luis Ortiz. 5 2/3 shutout, 7 strikeouts, 6 on that slider. And the lefty Tim Herron came on to face the lefty Bellinger. 1 on, 2 out. Bellinger grounded one hole between first and second. First baseman Manzardo had to recover back to first and backpedal as the second baseman Schneeman fielded to his left and quickly gunned to first. They just got Bellinger by a hair. Yankees challenged it. The call stood. Inning done. 3-0 Guardians into the seventh inning. In the seventh inning were the lefties out of the bullpen for each team. Hedrick, Herron for the Guardians, both in their first full inning. They traded zeros. Eighth inning. Fernando Cruz, who came off the IL yesterday, missed just a couple of weeks, came back in time with that shoulder injury, looked dominant to start his outing with that disappearing splitter. He struck out Ramirez, struck out Santana, but the next hitter, the dangerous Kyle Manzardo, got a 1-0 fastball up in the zone. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
1-0. Swung on, well hit. Right center field. Give it Chase Judge, and that is gone. Kyle Manzardo, his 11th home run, takes Cleveland to a 4-0 lead, ties him with Ramirez for the club lead with 11 home runs.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. Guardians first run since the first inning. 2 runs would have been enough tonight, but they put up 4 for Luis Ortiz. 1 run would have been enough, frankly. Bottom of the eighth, Yankees still looking for life, trailing 4-0. No runs on 3 hits at that point. The righty Hunter Gaddis didn't change anything. Easy inning. 8-9-1 in the Yankee order. 1-2-3. And despite Tim Hill keeping it 4-0, navigating base hits by the pinch hitter Gianquenzi Noel and the leadoff man Stephen Kwan. 2 on, 1 out in that ninth inning. No problem for Tim Hill. Well, bottom nine, Yankees' last chance against Emmanuel Clase. They put 2 on. Ben Rice legged out that single to start the ninth, nearly snuck through the middle. Second baseman Schneeman, a valiant attempt, but Rice reached to start the inning. But Clase struck out Judge on a filthy 90-mile-an-hour slider. Bellinger, an inside-out double. First extra base hit of the night. Down the left field line, made it second and third. But with the way Clase's stuff was going tonight, you just weren't scratching anything across. Goldschmidt frozen on a 100-mile-an-hour cutter inside, and Jazz fanned on the slider to end this ballgame. Yankees shut out for just a second time this season. 4-0 Cleveland here in the Bronx. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind every night on the free Odyssey app. You can catch it on demand, a snapshot of the game, anything you may want to catch up on, snapshot. Miss Dave and Susan on the radio. Just want to hear their highlights. Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music,
or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.